Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the November 2nd, 2025 service at Plymouth, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, and All Saints Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank.
May we remember
that God created.
May we remember
that God liberated.
May we remember
that God fed.
May we remember
that God is still creating, God is still liberating, and God is still feeding us.
Let this be our story.
Let this be where we begin.
Let us worship our holy God.
Next is the hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Next is Amazing Grace, verses 1 and 2.
Soul, O Lord my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. You set the earth on its foundations so that it shall never be shaken. You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they flee. At the sound of your thunder they take to flight. They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills, giving drink to every wild animal. The wild arises, quench their thirst. By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches. From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work. You cause the grass to grow for the cattle and plants for people to cultivate, to bring forth food from the earth, and wine to gladden the human heart, oil to make the face shine, and bread to strengthen the human heart. The trees of the field are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. In them the birds build their nests. The stork has its home in the fir trees. The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the conies. You've made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting. You make darkness, and it is night, when all the animals of the forest come creeping out. The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens. People go out to their work and to their labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you've made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things, both small and great. There go the ships and leviathans that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Next is the hymn, Thy Word.
Turn to our selections taken from the first book of our Old Testament, Genesis. We begin first with Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and just a portion of it, and then move to Genesis chapter 2, 5 through 8. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and every other living creature that moves on the ground." Now turning to Genesis chapter 2. "Now no shrub had yet appeared on the land, and no plant had yet sprung up, for the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work the ground. But mist came up from the land and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a human from the dust of the earth and breathed into the nostrils the breath of life. And the human made from the dust of the ground became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and that is where God put the human the Lord had formed." This is the word of the Lord. You have heard me drone on week after week after week, and now five Sundays focused on stewardship, and all of it taken from and focused from passages in Genesis, because that's where we learn the best about stewardship itself. So today, with our fourth sermon, I'm preaching on exercising faithful stewardship, authority, the authority that God gave us as service. We've been given power. Power not over, but power to care. There are some phrases in translations of Genesis chapter 1 that talk about us human beings having dominion. And as we hear the word dominion, I know that word makes us uneasy. It sounds like domination, like power misused or authority gone wrong. But in Genesis, God's command to have dominion isn't about exploitation. It's about faithful stewardship, caring for creation as God would, with justice, with mercy, with love. And this week on Stewardship Commitment Sunday, we hear the word stewardship and often think, oh, this is about money. And yes, part of it is. But so much more of it, it's more than that. Stewardship is about how we use everything that God has entrusted to us. Our time, our abilities, our relationships, our influence, and yes, our care for creation. And I notice every time I bring up the aspect of care for creation, I get an attaboy over here from Bill. He's going, "Yeah, got it again." I'm living for this. I just want you to know. Money itself is one piece of a much larger calling. The calling to practice faithful stewardship is not about control, but it's all about care. Not about ownership, but about partnership with God, intending what God loves. Stewardship misunderstood is power gone wrong. We've all seen it. What happens when authority or resources are misused? We think back in history, we have all kinds of examples. Kings who conquer, corporations who exploit, leaders who abuse. And even in our own lives, we've seen how power can hurt when it's used selfishly. A boss who belittles, a system in which it oppresses, a relationship that manipulates. That's not God's vision. That's not stewardship of God's creation and all that we have been given. Scripture paints a very, very different picture. If we were listening to Psalm 72, it describes a ruler who defends the causes of the poor. And not only that, defends the needy. It is Jesus himself who says, "Whoever wants to be great among you must first be a servant. Faithful stewardship in God's design is never about control. It's about compassion, power used to lift up others. Faithful stewardship, then, is power used for good. To be a faithful steward is to accept responsibility for the sake of others, human beings, creation resources, animals and plants, all of that. I was waiting for that attaboy. Okay, thank you. Okay, good, good, good. I'm still on target. Wow, still on target. Parents do this for the sake of others when they guide their children with patience and love. Teachers do it when they draw out the best in their students. Leaders, they do it when they serve with integrity rather than selfish ego. And the church, when it uses its gifts, both financial and otherwise, for healing, for hospitality and hope, every act of stewardship, every pledge, every volunteer hour, every prayer says, these resources will not control us. We will use them for the work of God's kingdom. That's faithful stewardship in action. Responsibility transformed into love, an action word. Our local responsibility, stewardship at work among us, we see this kind of stewardship all around us in our community. When volunteers raise walls for the Habitat Build, building a home for some family in poverty that perhaps in their own eyes, I'll never own a home. But for each of us, we need to understand the importance of home. People on the street are destined to emergency room visits regularly. But people in a home, their lives are stabilized at least to a certain level. Today, as we hurry through our fellowship hour and head over to the Habitat Build on 12th Street, when we sign the walls, when we print scripture verses, when we print our prayers prayed for that family and its needs that will soon be living in that home, we are being stewards of our time, talent, and our treasures as well. When someone stocks shelves at the food pantry, teaches Sunday school or any other course at our church, cooks a meal for a neighbor, that's faithful stewardship. That's love in action. When a teacher stays late to help a student, or a member quietly sets up chairs for worship, or a leader steps forward to guide a project with humility, that too is faithful stewardship. It's not flashy. It's not forceful. It's faithful. And faithful stewardship says, this is mine to care for. I will take responsibility for it. So that's what our commitment today means. When you and I step forward and place a pledge card in the offering plate, we're saying, God, I'll tend the piece of your creation that you've entrusted to me. My home, my work, my neighborhood, my church. We do all this because of the leadership example of Jesus Christ himself. Christ is the servant king, and in him we see the model of faithful stewardship. He uses these words, all authority in heaven and on earth was given to him, scripture says. And what does he do with it? He kneels and washes feet. He touches the untouchable. He forgives the unforgivable. He carries the cross. So Jesus does not reign from a throne of gold, but from a tree of suffering. His crown is made of thorns, not gold. His power is love poured out to us. That is faithful stewardship. Authority expressed through service. Strength revealed in humility. That leaves us with our commitment of care. So today, as we make our commitments, remember this. Stewardship has its place with money, but it's far more than just money. It is everything that God has entrusted in our care. And we say, I'll do this. I'll take care of this. I will tend it. I will encourage it to be fruitful. Our pledges are a symbol of trust. A trust that God has given us real responsibility and invites us to use that for good. So as we use the offering plate today, and with a brief prayer as you drop your pledge into that plate, do it with joy. Let us together practice faithful stewardship, not by grasping, but by giving. Not by ruling, but by serving. So let us offer our gifts of time and our lives to the servant king who reigns forever.
Next is Amazing Grace, verses 3 through 5.
Start that over because I got lost in my rhythm with Pat up here. So one more time, let's do verse 2.
Let them know life in the making. Let them know peace from above. Show them by your own example. Family of God. Yes, we are the
Yeah, sorry about that. So, my friends, go forth into God's world in peace to till and to tend, to plant and to praise. May your hands be gentle on the earth, your hearts open to the wonder of creation, and your lives bear fruit that blesses the world. And as you go, may the Creator who formed you from the soil, the Christ who walked upon it, and the Spirit who renews it day by day, bless you and keep you now and forevermore. Amen. Amen.
Silly doggone thing. Well, but it looks like at least it is recording, so let's just take it as it is. Welcome and thank you for joining us for this service at Plymouth Presbyterian Church in St. Helens, Oregon. This is from the November 2nd, 2025 service at Plymouth, the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, and All Saints Sunday. The sermon will be delivered by Pastor Peter Blank. Next is the hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Next is Amazing Grace, verses 1 and 2. Next is the hymn, Thy Word. Next is Amazing Grace, verses 3 through 5. Next is the hymn, Morning Has Broken. That's not right. That's what I'm going to say. Next is the hymn, We Are the Family of God.